read, get started today. Tomorrow can wait. Lawrence Lamesh. Secret 3, to awaken your inner hero within 24 hours. Constant learning, reading and self-development is the answer to improving your life for the better, staying ahead of your competitors and continuing to grow. This will allow you to tap into the wisdom of other great minds that have lived and learn the tools and secrets to help you become happier, healthier, more successful, fulfilled, have peace of mind, be in a loving relationship, to find joy and confidence. Read a book a day to help keep the villain at bay and to awaken your inner hero from within. Read for between 15 to 60 minutes every day about what you want to do, become, or have in your life. The average person only reads 4 books a year, but if you can, read 1 book a month in a particular area that you want to focus on. Within 5 years, you'll be among the top 5% experts in the world in that particular field. If you decide to master one area that you love, you will always be in control of your own destiny, and you will become so unstoppable that none of your competitors will be able to catch up with you. So read about your specialized subject. Bill Gates says he reads 50 books a year. Elon Musk reads 2 books a day. Warren Buffett reads 500 pages a day. 27% of the general population reads nothing. Successful CEOs read on average 60 books per year, or 5 books per month. Push yourself to greatness and commit to continuous learning. Put aside time each day to read and set yourself a goal to read for at least 15 to 60 minutes a day, or to read 1 chapter a day. If you find reading challenging, then start to listen to audiobooks every day to consume as much as possible. Not all books are made in audio, but it is worth choosing which ones are and then dedicating some time each day or each week that you can listen to audios so that you can continue to learn and grow. You want to create a routine that works best for you and for your lifestyle, and if you are not able to do this daily, then take time to read over the weekend. I personally find it better to implement reading when I first wake up in the morning, and I look at a new book that I am reading and I look at the number of pages. Then when I start to read it, I can see how many hours it will take me to complete the book, because I am a slow reader. I like to take my time to remember the content and the most important things I am reading about. I like to highlight or underline that section so I can come back to the book anytime and flick through the important points again. It is worth doing this, but at first I never wanted to mark my books in any way. However, now I feel this is essential, because if I don't do this, then I may forget which books I have read or not read on my bookshelf. The reason why I like to read in the morning is because it sets you up for the day and it gets you to focus on important things like learning something new rather than wasting time looking at the television or going on social media. That just distracts you, and this is what happens for the rest of the day. We have so little time on this planet that we need to make the most of it. Become a reader and commit to becoming an expert in your field by reading books by other experts in your industry and continue to learn something new every day. Spend 5 hours a week on deliberate learning. The 5-hour rule involves spending 5 hours a week, or 1 hour each working day, focused on deliberate learning. This means setting aside time to give your full attention to learning and development without getting distracted by other work. Time for change. Yesterday I thought that changing the world was smart, but today I realise that changing myself makes me clever. Lawrence Lamesh. Awaken your inner hero within 24 hours. 1. Read between 15 to 60 minutes every day in the morning, or listen to audiobooks. 2. Successful CEOs read on average 60 books per year, so 5 books a month. 3. Continue to learn, grow and develop your mind by spending 5 hours a week to focus on your chosen subject so that you can be in the top of your chosen field.